We continue our series of shiurim on the halacha of Shem Shemitzah Loimer Dava HaNishma Kach Mitzvah Shloi Loimer Dava She'enin Mishma. There are two tshuvas in the Igros Moshe, Evin Ezer, Chelek Dalid. Fascinating how we watch the many tshuvas in the Igros Moshe on the subject, and how we watch a Gol B'Yisrael look at these questions, when to say, what to say, and how to say. And the one thing that I've learned in looking at these tshuvas, and that's why we're going to mention some of them, is that there is no, one can't make a hard and fast rule. Sometimes one should say something, and sometimes it's better not to say. Ramosha, in that Chelek in Evin Ezer discusses a situation where there's a young woman who's getting married and a young man who's getting married, and the question is, which relatives may a man kiss? Rav Moshe is very clear, this is in Siman Samach Gimel, that the only relatives a man may kiss are his mother and his daughter. And the question that came up apparently is that there's a chassan who is not following the halacha, and he's kissing, hugging other female relatives. So a motion that tshuva has a long discussion how that is prohibited. But apparently there are people who want to dissolve the shidduch, who want that the kala should not marry the chassan if this is the way the chassan behaves. So Rav Moshe writes at the end of the tshuva, and it's worth reading the words at the end of the tshuva. He says, "Hakanoim shekasafta shrotz levat l'shidduch, the kanoim that want to destroy the shidduch b'shvil zeh, heim rechoikim l'achshivim v'malas kanoim l'shem Hashem." They are not really people who should be considered kanoim l'shem Hashem, Yisbarach. But tzrichim l'zboinim, sh'ulai zeh etzlam, maybe they're doing the wrong thing. Issa oinos tvorim. Maybe what they're doing is oinos tvorim. V'sechem kehilos v'nyin kovetam tchachim. They may be doing a lot worse than doing good. Sh'af k'shmechichin al chayt, Rav Moshe says, even when you give musr, om retar v'lo sisa lov chayt. And Rav Moshe ends. Shem shetzorach lishem abar rov b'chol din ha'Torah. Just like a rov has to be consulted in all types of shaylus, kam b'teichacha knos. So too, when it comes to giving musr or some to be acting as a kanoi, tzorach lishem abar rov. One has to ask about her rov what is the right thing to do and the wrong, what is not the right thing to do. V'lo laharis b'atmam. No one should pass on themselves. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in that chelik as well, in Simen Memches, where we learned in Masechta Yevamos, the halacha is that all women, after they terminate their marriage, no matter what the circumstances of the marriage were before the marriage was terminated, have to wait 3 months of Havchana before they get remarried. And Rav Moshe discusses a shaila where there was a woman who was separated from her husband for a very long time before they actually got divorced. And now she's getting divorced and she wants to get remarried immediately after the divorce. And the question is, can the Rav be Masada Kedushin? It isn't 3 months since she got divorced. And the Rav is concerned, maybe if he won't be Masada Kedushin, she'll go and not get married Kedas or Kedin. What should be done? So Rav Moshe says, of course we have to consider what other the repercussions. But Rav Moshe says that doesn't give us a right, that doesn't give us a right to do what's not right. There's a tshuva, and the Shalos HaTshuvos Yichav Das, Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed Vav. Apparently, The shaila that was asked to Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal is that there are people who make the mistake in believing that although one may not drive a car on Shabbos, that on Yom Tov one is allowed to drive a car. The basis for making that error is because they assume that the isser of driving on is the isser havara, and there is no isser havara on Yom Tov. We know that we cook and bake on Yom Tov, so just like we're allowed to put on a fire for cooking and baking on Yom Tov, we should be allowed to drive a car even though it involves the malach of havara. So Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva explaining why driving a car on Yom Tov is asur. He goes into all of the aspects of the isra of driving on Yom Tov. That is not the point that we want to make in this shir. But the question that he then discusses, should one publicize that it's asur to drive on Yom Tov or to go into a car on Yom Tov, if we know that the people won't listen? And we just quoted the halacha, mutav shi shagigin v'aye mezidin, k'shem shemitzvah medava hanishma, kach mitzvah shaloylai medava she'en hanashma. So first of all, Rav Avadya Yosef says, how could anyone be certain that there's no one that's going to listen to what has to be said? He says, maybe they will listen. How can we be certain that if we'll say something and we say it in the proper way, they won't listen? Moreover, he says, as we said earlier, that even if not everyone will listen, as long as there's someone who's going to listen, then we have to say. Moreover, says Rav Avadya Yosef, when we see that there's a laxity in the following of halacha, not saying something represents a terrible disregard for halacha and can have very serious further repercussion. And there are times, and he quotes Rav Mishash, who says there are times that a rav is obligated to say what he has to say, whether the people will listen or whether they won't listen. It is the job of a rav to teach his community what the halacha is, and even if no one listens, that doesn't exempt him from doing what he's obligated to do. There's a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuva Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Vav Simen Gimel. The Shailah was asked to him from a Rav in South America, from a Rav who says that unfortunately, it's a Rav in Lima, Peru, who says unfortunately in his community, what he knows that if a baby is born on Shabbos and the bris has to be in Shabbos, conducting the bris on Shabbos will involve much chil Hashem. And now the question is, should he have that bris, which is supposed to take place on Shabbos, take place on Shabbos, even though it will involve chil Hashem, or should he not? It's a very difficult question, and he takes a very interesting approach. He says that if the Rav will say that the bris should not take place in Shabbos, the people who want the bris to take place in Shabbos, the baby was born on Shabbos and the bris is supposed to take place in Shabbos, will be embarrassed and will recognize, look what happens because of Chil Shabbos. The Chil Shabbos causes that a baby is supposed to have a bris today should not have a bris. That is also included in the mitzvah of Teichacha. He says, The mitzvah of Techacha, as we said in our previous year, requires one to think intelligently how to give Techacha. And sometimes Techacha means this as well. But of course, as we continue discussing the mitzvah of Techacha, a person has to recognize, is he the person to give her Techacha? And not only is he the person to give Techacha, maybe what he thinks is the right thing to do is halachically not necessarily the right thing to do. There's a tshuva, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Minchas Mishnah Halachos, Chelik Tes Simen Tov Tes. The question was obviously written by an individual who's about tshuva, who one of his siblings wants to marry a non-Jew. And the question that this Baal Tshuva asks Reb Menashe Kleinzitzal is, should he say something? Or should he not go to the wedding? Or should he say something or do something to prevent the wedding from happening? So he says, you know, we don't always know what is the right thing in halacha. Sometimes it may be better that they shouldn't get married with a rav. Sometimes not saying something is the right thing. And then in Tshuva Simen Tuf Yud Dalet, he brings a story that he heard from the Chozmer Rebbe Zatzal about the Divrei Chaim. He says the Divrei Chaim was once sitting together with a group of Rabbonim, an individual who obviously wasn't that religious approached the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim asked this individual, are you a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs? So he said, yes and no. He asked him, are you a Shomer Shabbos? He said, no. He says, what does that mean? He says, I don't go into the business on Shabbos, but my business is open on Shabbos, and they do melacha on Shabbos in my business. The Divrei Chaim started speaking to him, and he asked him, at least do me a favor. Please make sure that you only hire non-Jewish employees. So even if your business will be open on Shabbos, no Jews will be mechal Shabbos because of you, because your employees are not Jewish. And then this person left. The Rabbanim, who was sitting together with Divrei Chaim, asked him, what happened here? So Divrei Chaim said, part of giving Techacha is understanding, saying something, how to say it, when to say it, and to say something that will be miskabel. He says, Divrei Chaim gave an example. For example, you have a person who smokes cigarettes, and he can't control himself. And even on Shabbos, he smokes cigarettes. And let's say he smokes 20 cigarettes every day. If you're going to tell this person that stop smoking, you're not allowed to smoke on Shabbos, this person can't control himself. But if you're going to tell him, you know what, instead of smoking 20 cigarettes on Shabbos, smoke 10 cigarettes on Shabbos. Certainly, that's what you should do. He's still smoking on Shabbos. It's still better that he should smoke 10 cigarettes than 20 cigarettes. That is included in the mitzvah of Techacha. Included in the mitzvah of Techacha is not just giving Musar, but giving Musar in a smart way that it accomplishes what it should accomplish. And there's a tshuva from the Chelkas Yaakov and Evan HaEzer Simon Gimel, where there was a person who originally lived in the United States, and then he moved to Lisbon. And apparently this person, when he was in the United States, was married, and the circumstances, the halachic circumstances of that marriage, says the Chelkas Yaakov, were very unclear. Was he married? Was there a get? There are many difficulties. And now he comes to a Rav to give him to be Masada Kedushin. And the question is, should the Rav be Masada Kedushin? Because if this person was indeed halachically married and did not have a halachic get, so we know there's a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, that you're not allowed to have more than one wife. So should the Rav be Masada Kedushin or should the Rav not be Masada Kedushin? So the Mechelta Shash to Paskins that the Rav should be Masada Kedushin. Unless the Rav knows for sure that what he's doing, that the person was married properly and did not have a proper get, we have an obligation as Rabbonim, says the Chelkas Yaakov, to draw people close. And therefore, since we're not sure, since the circumstances here are anyway not clear, he should be Masada Kedushin. And the same thing, the same way, the Chelkas Yaakov has a tshuva in Eir Chaim, Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, where he was asked that there is a person who's clearly not a Shomer Torah mitzvah, becomes to have this chametz soul. And the question that was asked to the Chelkas Yaakov is, should the Rav sell that chametz? The person anyway is going to eat chametz on Pesach, he's going to buy chametz on Pesach, should you sell his chametz? And the Chelkas Yaakov says, of course you should sell his chametz. He quotes a tshuva from the Divrei Chaim with a similar situation. And he says, actually, all the Mechiras Chametz that we do is based on the person who sold his Chametz also first doing a proper Bittel Chametz. Can we be certain that everybody that comes to Rav to have his Chametz sold did a proper Bittel Chametz? We have no way of knowing that. But we don't have to know everything. We have to try to draw people closer. That's the concept of Mitzvah, Shem Shemitzah Loi Medava Anishma, Kaf Mitzvah Shloi Loi Medava Sheena Nishma.